You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The census count matters. That is made clear with the realization Michigan is going to lose a seat in the House of Representatives. Kurt Metzger is a demographer. He founded the firm Data Driven Detroit, and now he serves as mayor of Pleasant Ridge. Kurt, why is Michigan going to lose another seat in Congress?
Obviously, Michigan isn't gaining population fast enough in relationship to the states in the South and the West. The population keeps moving that way, even though Michigan is seeming on the upswing and is probably going to surpass its 2010 count, but it's not gaining at the rate that other states are. So when we split up the 435 seats, obviously more will go to the Californias and the Floridas and the North Carolinas and the Georgias. So we will lose again. We got as high as 19. We're going to be down to 13.
You think of that trend. We had 19 representatives in 1970. And as you say, we'll be down to 13. Help us understand, what are the day-to-day effects of that loss?
Well, I think primarily, obviously we talk about population loss and relative to other parts of the country and how that makes Michigan look relative to others, the faster-growing states. But there is that whole idea of congressional representation and the whole Midwest. Michigan is just one of a number of states in the Midwest that continues to lose congressional representation. Obviously, when bills come up or bills are proposed, you get much more attention from those areas that have larger delegations. So we continue to lose that kind of emphasis in the legislature. The fewer seats you have, the less voice you have in national decisions.
Which seat do you think, as a demographer and looking at the state of Michigan, what seat do you think is most at risk of going away and why?
Well, I was just looking at some numbers. One thing that you're going to have to look at is when we go from 14 to 13 seats, each representative, since they are supposed to be as close as possible to equal in population, each one of those seats is now going to be at least 50,000 or more larger. So you're going to have to start grabbing more population. I just started in the Upper Peninsula right now. That congressional seat has 31 counties and part of a 32nd county. In order to get back to where we would expect after 2022 or after the 2020 census, you're going to have to add at least two more counties to that. And so the pressure continues to go south. My guess is that because of population gains generally in the Grand Rapids area on the western side of the state, you're going to find that loss somewhere in southeast Michigan. And if we presume that we're going to keep two majority-minority seats, my guess is that 9th congressional district, which right now is partially Oakland County and partially Macomb County, that might be the one to go. It's hard to guess exactly how this thing is going to play out, but that's my guess in that greater Detroit area, that the pressure is going to be, you're going to have to gain more population in the 10th and the 11th and currently the 10th, 11th, 13th, 14th, and 12th. Population is going to have to come from somewhere. That area is going to be kind of constricted because of population gains, that you're going to have to grab more for other districts. And so it seems like we focus in on that. My guess is it's going to be right in that, probably the 9th district.
Now, Michigan voters, of course, approved the redistricting proposal last month. So it'll be up to that commission to decide which U.S. House seat will be lost. And you're hoping to serve on that redistricting commission.
I would love to. I don't know what my chances are, and certainly they're going to be picking names out of the hat. But I've been very interested. I got involved back 20 years ago in terms of when mapping first started looking at redistricting, and loved that. Worked with a number of people who were involved in just kind of doing redistricting processes and getting more public engagement. That was the whole idea. And then we worked on Wayne County Commissioner districts and even the City of Detroit districts when I was with Data Driven Detroit. So it's always been fascinating to do and to do it in a nonpartisan way, where we're not looking at voting behavior, but rather trying to look for communities of interest, try to keep counties and communities together, making sure that groups, for instance, the way the Latino community has been split up in Michigan House and Senate districts, those kinds of things don't happen. So I'm fascinated by the process. Obviously, the whole mapping process, as we've found out from the last election, has, or at least 2016, it's become so sophisticated that they can pick out individual houses and redistrict that way. I would like to get away from that, and I think that the redistricting commission could do a wonderful job to both make the districts much more competitive and much more reasonable in terms of compact and the various characteristics that we think of as a good district.
Demographer Kurt Metzger, always great talking with you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.